This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I want to feel it.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you. Let's kick it off with Brandy. Hi, Brandy.
Good evening.
How can I help, darling?
Thank you for doing your show, first of all. I have several things going on. Since May 3rd, my stress level has been up pretty high since I started doing a coding class. But I'm having severe problem with trying to keep my blood sugar down and get the weight. It seems like I'm continuously gaining weight instead of losing.
Okay, so you're under a lot of stress, and you're starting to gain weight instead of losing it. Now, have you been to your doctor and had some blood work done? Have you been diagnosed with anything?
They diagnosed me with a diabetic. That's been probably like a couple of years ago. But last year, I ended up starting taking medicine for it, and I'm having a hard time because one of the medication that they put me on, I was gaining weight, so I got off of that. Now they have me on metformin, and I'm supposed to be taking it three times a day, and then they gave me glyceride, and I can't deal with all these medicines, and so I'm supposed to be taking it three times a day. I take it once a day.
Okay.
So, and I'm just trying to get back off of it.
Well, the first thing, you know, you realize this, that being diagnosed with diabetes type 2, that you can get out of that one. You don't have to be stuck with it. It's not once a diabetic, always a diabetic, unless you're dealing with type 1. That's a different animal. So,
okay.
Type 2 diabetes, I mean, how much weight do you need to lose?
I am at 250, so
okay.
Pretty much like 100 pounds, to be honest with you.
That's good. Good. At least we have a goal. And now, as long as you have a goal and you have somewhere to work toward, I mean, that's the key. Type 2 diabetes is a real challenge. And the good news is that it's a lifestyle-related health challenge, which means that usually we lifestyle our way in, meaning you've been eating a certain way for a long period of time, and that's put you in the spot that you're in right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Somewhat. And
somewhat.
Why I said somewhat, probably the past year, because I've been off of work since like March last year, I came out needing knee replacement. And so I didn't end up getting a knee replacement because I ended up having a ruptured disc in the back. So and it was just sort of like a couple of problems right behind each other. And so
hold on a minute. We're talking about knee replacement. I'm talking about the foods that you've been eating over the last several years that made you be 100 pounds overweight.
No, I was saying I don't think it's the food because I'm trying to end up gaining more weight, probably like a good 20-some pounds last year because I wasn't able to do a lot of walking and like I was supposed to have been doing.
But there was another 80 pounds that had nothing to do with that, right?
Somewhat. And why I say that because I've had the knee problems for probably like the last 5 years. So.
Okay.
And so the exercise from the swimming and all the different things I used to do, I don't do them as much as I used to because of the knee problem.
What did you weigh? What is your age right now?
56.
What did you weigh when you were 25?
Probably about 130.
Okay. And what do you weigh now?
250.
Okay. eating the wrong kind.
Ever since I had a hysterectomy, I've had a serious problem with trying to keep weight off.
I understand. Hormones can play a role. They can. When estrogen or estrone gets a little bit more elevated, then it can cause you to hold on to a little bit more body fat. That's true. When you eat processed foods over a long period of time, like give me an example of what you eat right now on a regular basis, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, I don't have a set, like, for us eating certain cereals and stuff like that. I get up and bake fish or stir-fry some vegetables. Like this morning, I stir-fried vegetables.
Is that what you've been eating? Is that what you've been eating for about the last couple of years when you really started gaining the weight, or did you change that recently?
Well, I've been not like doing fish and stuff for like years because I don't eat red meat.
Okay. Well, if you've been eating that way for years and you've been eating vegetables and fish, then what I'd recommend that you do, because it sounds to me like you've been eating really, really well. So to gain that much weight, there's got to be some major hormone issues going on. And typically when somebody eats a really, really clean diet, such as fish, and they don't eat any processed foods, and they stay away from the bread and the pasta, they stay away from sugars, and you just feel like you're eating perfect, and you don't know why in the world you're gaining the weight. And granted, you might be unable to exercise like you really need to, such as having knee problems or any type of lower back issues where the pain is there to the point where it feels like you just can't do the rigorous exercise that you would like to do, then I always want to go to the hormones. So I'd go to your physician, and I would go in, and I would have them run several tests. I'd have them look at your thyroid all the way around, have them look at your pituitary gland, have them look at all three estrogens, because there's three main estrogens. There's estrone, estradiol, and estriol. All three of those play a role, and one can be high, one can be low, but they all cause excess body weight to form. And really, when you're just sitting back going, you know, I feel like I'm doing everything right, but I'm getting to the place where I don't know why the weight's coming on me right now. Well, usually it comes down to hormones. And so that's why I would get that done. I have a full test done, full panel, and let the physician kind of look at your hormone levels, see where they are, and come up with a game plan. I really think that's your best route to go at this point, because it sounds like the eating is really good. But one thing to add into your diet to make sure the hormones are working right are fats. The healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, such as almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and that sort of thing, is a real key to keep your body balanced. Because a lot of people think fat's going to make them fat, especially when they're overweight, and so they steer clear of it. But if you stay away from fats, the body can't actually make the steroid hormones itself. If you keep the fats too low, it just can't make it. And so it puts you in a negative situation where your body can't begin dropping the weight. So eating fat actually makes you lose body fat. It's pretty amazing. But you want to have them analyze the pituitary gland, because it's the master gland of the body. It's a little gland in the brain, and it controls all of our other hormone systems, even hormone systems that can help you lose weight. So that's what I would look into first.
Actually, in March, about 3 months ago, he began presenting with certain symptoms. They started off with a blinking of his eyes, and then he contracted strep. And, of course, his parents put him on a round of antibiotics. I think it's about a 10-day round. And afterwards, he began to express some other things, like the shrugging of the shoulders. Sometimes a leg would jerk, you know, and this would happen, not constantly, but at random times.
I'm going to start changing. I tell you what, hold tight on that thought, and we'll get into this going to the commercial break. So as these symptoms progress, it's sounding like Tourette syndrome. And so we're going to talk about that when we come into this commercial break. It's something that a lot of young people are being diagnosed with, and it's becoming increasingly more, and we'll get into that in just a moment.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Find out more. Connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Going to the break, talking with Mike. And Mike's been dealing with some issues with his grandson. Mike, why don't you kind of recap a little bit? Started out with some, when he was born, 3 weeks mature, I believe, premature.
Three months premature.
Go ahead and recap for us.
Okay, he was born 3 months premature, and basically it's been pretty normal, but about 3 months ago began to start blinking the eyes pretty hard, you know, and obviously more than normal. And right about that time he contracted strep and was put on about a 10-day regimen of antibiotics, and after that he seemed to pick up the real strong shrugging of the shoulders, and just observe him. Occasionally, one of his legs would jerk up to when his shoulders did. It's an intermittent; it doesn't happen all the time. And I've tried to find a correlation between, you know, is it during activity or a certain food or anything. We haven't been able to ascertain anything like that.
Right.
We did contact my daughter. Did write and give a very long, detailed history and account of the child and everything to a specialist, one of the best specialists on that in the country, and his response was, we thought Tourette's too, because so many of the symptoms coincide with it, but he seemed to think it wasn't Tourette's, that it was an autoimmune situation, which left me totally in the dark. I just wondered what your opinion. He's not doing it. He did do some grimacing, you know, when somebody corrects him or something, he would really scowl his face. I know that's another Tourette symptom, but he is not doing any of the verbal Tourette symptoms at this point. So this has all happened in the last 3 months.
So the symptoms have really kicked in, you're saying, in the last 3 months, right?
Yeah, like I said, about the time that he got the strep, and I have read that there's been some correlation between Tourette's and strep, but I don't even know if it's Tourette's now after this specialist he's thing. He may think it's an autoimmune situation. So just wondered what your thoughts are.
Well, anytime you're dealing with these type of symptoms, it's what they call a neurological degenerative disease. And it's just where the neurological system begins to break down for whatever reason. Now, it could be autoimmune, which means the body's attacking itself, similar to, say, a multiple sclerosis, where the nervous system gets attacked by the immune system.
Sure.
The killer T cells and whatnot that we have, the T helper cells go in and they think something's wrong, like the nervous system is doing something wrong and it tries to attack it.
Right.
And that could be what's going on, no doubt about it. The only way, there's several blood tests you can do and check on autoimmune. They actually run tests to check on the T helper cells. You can get that done if you want to go to your primary care physician. Did this specialist that you spoke with, is there a possibility to go see them? To have an office visit?
My daughter, doing research on the internet, found out this doc, I think he's in California, who was actually just recognized for Tourette's and stuff. And so she sent a personal email and gave detail from when she was pregnant, the fact that the mother was actually 3 months pregnant too. My daughter was a preemie, and then he was a preemie, and then gave basically his history and everything that had happened, and looking at all of the evidence. This guy says, well, I don't really think this is Tourette's, but, you know, he's expressing an awful lot of Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah, he is showing a lot of that. Now, what about physicians here that you've been to? Have you been to?
Yeah, she actually had, I think she's got an appointment that she couldn't get one for a couple of weeks. But at first, she was trying to hope that it was just an intermittent thing, you know, kids pick up a little annoying tick or something, and then it kind of goes away, but when it went from the blinking, they went to the eye doctor. The eye doctor gave them drops, you know, for the eyes. And then she went to the allergy specialist, and they did all the allergy testing and didn't find very much that he was allergic to or anything, you know. And so they've been exploring different avenues. They thought the blinking of the eyes was because maybe his eyes were bothering, you know. But then it became apparent that it got stronger. The blinking got more intense. And then when the shoulder shrugging started appearing, that's when we started getting really concerned, because it appeared to be involuntary thing, you know, just happening.
No, they definitely, those are all symptoms, I mean, strong symptoms of Tourette's. They really are.
Do we know that? Do we know the etiology of Tourette's? Or, I mean, do you know how to approach?
Well, it's a lot of unknowns, and it's genetic, strong genetic link. So we do know that. But I would encourage you. I mean, she's got an appointment with her primary care or her pediatrician.
Yes.
All right. It needs to go from the pediatrician. They're going to go directly to the neurologist, guaranteed.
Okay.
All right. That's going to be your pathway to the specialist. And I think it's smart. I think you need to go and get a full evaluation and have the best neurologist you can get, someone that you trust, someone that your pediatrician really trusts, and have them really look into it and check, because
you
the symptoms are all pointing that way.
You don't feel there's any connection with the strep and the antibiotics?
Oh, there could be. Could be. But at this point in time, rather than, you know, speculation,
yeah,
I think one of the best things to do, because see, they're going to go in and they're going to do some tests and they're going to check on some things, and there's some certain tests they can run. Until we get those tests run and get the results back, if you want, and I would like that, either email me and call me back here on the show, but I can tell you just by what you've told me right there that it's definitely leaning that way. Even though this other guy, I know I'm sure he's got great opinions and great thoughts and whatnot, but I really, the symptoms are all leaning in that direction. And I really believe that you need to go see the pediatrician, go to the neurologist, and then let them kind of make a decision from there. Because autoimmune, yeah, we're seeing more autoimmune than ever now, and I think it's because, well, there's a host of reasons for that, but could there be an autoimmune reason for this? It could. I'm not going to rule that out and say that there's no way, but there's possibility. But I think we need to get an opinion and let the test be done and then come up with a game plan from there. But you want to do right now everything you can to support his nervous system. I would start with a simple thing like cod liver oil to support the overall nervous system. 888-283-7272.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call a place for mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call a place for mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you doing right now to make a difference with it? What kind of choices are you making? If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. The body changes every single day, but you have to be willing to make the changes. No one else can take responsibility for your health but you. The doctors can't. Friends, your family members, your co-workers, no one can take responsibility for your health but you. And that's what we're going to help you do here on the show. We want to be a opinion for you, a place to lay your head, a place where you can get answers, common sense answers for common sense health questions. That's what the show is all about. So if you know somebody, maybe you're going through something, or you know someone, a friend, a family member, a co-worker that's really struggling with their health, and you want to get some answers to them, let's talk about it right here on the show. Just call 888-283-7272, or you can go to Facebook at Dr. Asa, or go to our website, drasa.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show or answer it in private if you need me to. Let's go to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi there.
Welcome. How can I help?
Our grandson, Malachi, is 4 years old. And okay. In March, he was diagnosed with childhood seizures. And the doctor said, a pediatrician said, he may grow out of it. He was having about 20 seizures a day.
They
tried the first medication. He had a reaction at, uh, of to that, and they've got a second medication, and he's had a reaction to that. He's off the medications now, big mood swing. They were asked to get a second opinion, and by the grace of God, we were hearing your show last night on our way home from Tullahoma, visiting with them, and just wondered if you were familiar with childhood seizures, and we've been into natural
things. We see them all the time clinically.
Okay, so I've got my pen and paper here, Granny. Granny's is here writing, and Grandpa's right beside me.
Oh my goodness! Well, let's talk about it for just a moment. Now, when you're dealing with seizures, there's what are called neurotransmitters or brain chemicals, and there's four main brain chemicals that we look at in the body that can throw a child into a seizure. You've got acetylcholine, dopamine, then you've got GABA and serotonin. Those are the main brain chemicals that we have to look at. Well, typically with seizures, you're looking at GABA. And GABA, it means GABA or gamma amino butyric acid is exactly what it means. Now, this is the one, normally I would be telling you all the foods that you need to eat to help stabilize a neurotransmitter or a brain chemical. But when you're dealing with GABA, there are certain things you want to do actually to avoid, certain foods to avoid that will keep him from going into a seizure. And these foods will keep the GABA levels stabilized within the body. And that's where you want to go. So let me give you a list. Since you've got your pen and paper, write this list down. These are the foods that he needs to avoid and not have in his diet. And there's going to be a lot of things he's probably eating on a regular basis. So here we go. He needs to avoid peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oats, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So those foods are foods that he needs to avoid on a regular basis. Now, it may seem like a lot, but it's not really. I mean, just because he can't have certain nuts, there's about 10 different other kind of nuts he can have. Even though he can't have salmon, there's a ton of other fish he can have. So you just have to modify the diet based around that. Supplements that are real beneficial and helping in this area, vitamin B6. There's a version of vitamin B6 called pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P. And when you're looking at B6, it's one of the main cofactors that actually make a big difference when stabilizing brain chemistry. Another one is L-theanine, T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E. L-theanine plays a big role as well. And cod liver oil. Cod liver oil has omega-3 fats, not the gel caps. You want to actually use the oil. And it can handle about a teaspoon twice a day. But now they're making cod liver oil where it doesn't taste that bad. It all depends on, obviously, who makes it. But they're putting rosemary in there. It kind of cuts the fish taste and makes a big difference. But the omega-3 fats, the vitamin A and vitamin D are the best for stabilizing the brain chemistry, especially with what he's been going through. So those are a couple of things that will help. I would get started on that and see how he does. Of course, you know, obviously stay in touch with his doctors, but the GABA is the one. That's the one. When they're given the medications, they work on stabilizing that. And there's a couple of other neurotransmitters that they're working with. But for the most part, you're looking at stabilizing GABA levels. You keep those stable, and it should keep him away from the seizure activity. And, yes, most kids do grow out of it. That is true. But the seizures he would be going through now is something that obviously wants to be avoided as much as possible. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's go to Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling. What's up?
Well, I'm just wondering. I have some recurrent dizziness and or vertigo going on, and I've been told there's not a lot that can be done about it. And the doctor has me on some Valium and you know, stuff like that, because I guess it's good for some of that, too. So do you have any ideas?
Well,
I had a car accident way back when. And
okay, there you go. That's where I was going.
Yeah. You know, I broke a jaw way back when I was 20 or so.
But when you broke the jaw, is that when it started, or did it start much later?
Actually, it wasn't my jaw. It was my cheekbone, but it started later, much later.
Okay. When you had the accident, did you go see anyone or just go to the emergency room? They took some x-rays, and that was it?
Stayed overnight in the hospital because it knocked me out, and they just observed me. And then I ended up with some TNJ and stuff like that. And that's better now, but the allergies seem to be worse. We moved back to Oregon from Florida, and allergies are worse here, so seems like if I keep my nose straightened out, then I don't end up having so much ear problems. But I did have them evaluated one time, and they said I had vestibular neuropathy.
Sure.
In both ears. I'm not even sure what that is, but they said there was nothing you can do about it. And I wondered if you had any ideas besides taking the Valium.
There's a couple of things. Yeah, definitely Valium is something you don't want to have to take for the rest of your life. That would not be a way to live. Yeah, I get that. Well, okay, three sides to the body. There's the mental side. That's your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, and your subconscious mind. And this is what we call the health triangle in natural medicine. You've got the mental side, then you've got the chemical side, and that's all your body physiology, the heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how all the different organ systems function. And then you've got the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves, because they make everything work. The nerves are like the power cords of the body. If they're not working right, nothing in the body is going to work right. So that's where you want to start. You want to make sure that with the structural side, bones, muscles, nerves, that's how you originally injured yourself. When you had the car accident,
mm-hmm.
right, it crushed your cheekbone.
Right.
And the blow to your head was enough to cause a lot of trauma into the spine, the cervical spine.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they did the x-rays to make sure there was nothing that was broken. Now,
right.
just because something's not broken doesn't mean it didn't get shifted around to a place that it didn't need to. The neuropathy they're talking about is more of an inflammation of the nerve.
Okay.
Okay? And so when you have something like that happen, it caused the breakdown of the nerve, but the nerves go from the base of the neck into the inner ear and all throughout areas of the brain and, of course, into the skull and the superficial areas like the skin. But the challenging thing about neuropathies is that it can cause things like vertigo. It can cause pain. It can cause a lot of the symptoms that you've had. And the way to support that is by using vitamin B6. Now, I always talk about B6 in a version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate or P5P, but there's another one called pyridoxine. Pyridoxine is the best supplement. It's a vitamin, obviously, but it works well for shutting down any type of neuropathy that might be in the body. So literally 1,000 milligrams of that twice a day of the pyridoxine would be enough to be helpful in your situation. It really would.
Yep.
So that's just one thing.
Excuse me, and that wouldn't interfere with the Valium?
No.
And I could eventually just ease off of that, right?
Don't know if you can ease off the Valium yet, but that's just one thing that's going to help with the neuropathy.
After that, I could ease off of it.
It's possible, yes. So, but the Valium, I'll tell you another alternative to the Valium, it's not going to be as powerful, but it still works fairly well, and that is valerian root. And you can use valerian root at night. You don't want to do it in the morning, typically, unless you have a lot of anxiety, but valerian root's really good at doing the same type of things that Valium does. It's just not as strong. But you can take it at night before you go to bed. It really relaxes the nervous system, keeps the body under control of stress, and it works very well. So that's another thing to look into. But with vertigo, I want to finish up by telling you that the structural part of the body, right, the bones, muscles, nerves, when you take that blow in that car accident, because that really is the place where they can get in, they can do a full assessment of your neck, see exactly where the C1 and C2 bones are, if they've gone out of place, if there's any degeneration in the little disc in between the bones, such as C2, C3, any of those areas that can be affecting the inner ear. And once you've had that evaluated and really see where they're going with it, I think that's going to put you and set you up in a good place to find the healing you're looking for and to help your body get well. But even though you had the accident years ago, the after effects, if it never got corrected, that's what you're dealing with right now. The other thing that can help with any type of vertigo and the dizziness that you've been experiencing is you can also use high levels of manganese. Manganese works well. About 100 milligrams three times a day. It works hand in hand with potential of ringing in the ears, but especially with vertigo.
Uh-huh. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
As
the doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Scripture for the day comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, I can do everything in Christ who gives me strength. Not just some things. But you can do everything. If you put your trust in Him, the one that made you, He's the great physician anyway, the one that custom designed you. Watch what He'll do with your life. Watch the strength that He can give you when you're going through the toughest of times, because He is the same on the highest mountaintop as He is in the deepest valley. You just got to learn to put your trust in Him. Don't put your trust in other people, other doctors, other physicians, especially when you're going through health challenges. Put your trust in Him. He's the one that made all of us anyway. And He always knows best. This is Dr. Asa On Call. Now we're going to go to John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. I got a problem with my, a few nights ago, I was sitting in my recliner, and when I get up to go to bed, all of a sudden I got a muscle spasm from my knee all the way up to my groin area where that main artery runs.
Okay.
It felt like somebody had crammed a 3/4-inch water hose up my leg there, and it just locked up on me. And I got into the bedroom, and I went to lay down, and I started having chills. I was shaking all over like I was cold. And, you know, it's been real hot, but I got real hot that day at work, you know, doing some heavy lifting and stuff. And I just wondered if I had a deficiency or something, or if it was something to do with my circulation or something like that.
Did it hurt, or did it just cramp?
Oh, it's like a bad muscle cramp. I mean, it just locked down on me. It was bad.
And then it released about how long before it actually just let
well,
light
I,
up?
I had to lay down on the bed, and then my wife took some warm, damp cloths and laid over it. And I guess it lasted 5 or 10 minutes, and then it kind of relaxed and went away.
Okay.
But all during this time, I was having the, I felt like I got real cold, and I was shaking. I had to cover up, and even when I went to talk, it was like my speech was kind of slurring or something.
You have any heart disease in your family?
My father had a stroke when he was in his 60s.
Okay. And what is your age right now?
56.
Okay. So, no heart disease. You're not taking any medications for any kind of heart issues, high blood pressure, nothing?
I haven't had any health problems except one time I had a kidney stone when I was in my 40s.
Okay, that's about it.
Well, I did have a little blockage one time, and they put me in the hospital for that, but they were able to knock it loose with that, what do you call it, the heparin?
Yes.
Or whatever, because the doctor said, because I never had smoked or anything, it would be I'd had a better chance. They didn't have to do any kind of surgery or anything.
That's good. That's good. Well, a couple of things what it could be. The chills afterwards, I mean, that could just be your body reacting to it. I mean, the one thing I would do, have you been to see a doctor yet?
I haven't
since this, or?
I haven't been to a doctor in quite a while.
All right, this is what you need to do, because I'm a big, big advocate of seeing your primary care physician once a year, no matter what. And I'm even a bigger fan of having a full panel of blood work done every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why, because the body regenerates every day. I talk about that a lot. But our blood cells and our body, as far as the red blood cells go, they die off and brand new blood cells form every 90 to 120 days. So if we go even 2 years and don't have any blood work done, don't get evaluated, just kind of say, well, I'm good. I'll just, if something breaks, I'll go in and get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Then your blood has turned over so many times in a 2 year period, then you really don't know where you are. And preventative medicine is where you can catch things way before they come down the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
So in your situation, it could be something as simple as something going on or something with a mineral deficiency like calcium, magnesium, potassium,
mm-hmm.
or it could be something as serious as a heart condition or a serious vascular condition. So, especially with your history of a small blockage before, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if that could be something that's coming down the pipeline for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to scare you. It's to just alert you that, you know, our bodies are fragile. We know that. And we have to have a good head coach, someone to oversee you on a regular basis to know what's going on. And that's why the diagnostic testing is so important. And that's why getting a good baseline of where you are and where your health is important. And I think it'd be important to your doctor. So my encouragement to you right now is to go get testing done, get some blood work done, and go talk to your primary care physician about it and get some things figured out. In the meantime, I will tell you this. The minerals that you need to replace just to see and make sure that it doesn't come back again, because if it was muscle cramp related, if it was something as simple as that, typically it's calcium. That's number one. Second would be magnesium. And third would be potassium in that order. Those three are the culprits. But those are, they're called ionic minerals or minerals. And we get deficient in those. I mean, if you're outside working and if you're, you know, just lifting and kind of working all day in the heat, it would be easy for your body to respond with, you know, leaching out those minerals and kind of getting mineral deficient through that. So it's definitely a possibility. So you can start taking calcium, magnesium, and also potassium on a regular basis to see how your body responds. You should, I mean, that's, sometimes things like that are a one-time thing, and sometimes they can stick around and linger. So that's why I would start using the supplements there for a little bit and see how the body responds. The other thing I would use is if you're out, you're going to be out in the heat a lot and working, you want to use some type of sodium-based drink, such as a chicken broth or beef broth. You can mix that with water, and that'll give you more natural electrolytes. That can be a great help with that kind of situation. But that's where I'd get start and let me know how it goes. Please go see your doctor, though, and get all the tests done.
That's another hour in the chart, so I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Dr. Asa. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.